in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. And welcome to your weekly source of common sense. Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Balassis. Thank you for joining me today. Now, today's show, my plan is to condense it. This week is beyond busy with graduation open houses. I have a wedding to go to tonight. So I'm going to be quick and I'm going to be concise this week. And who knows, maybe that'll be a good thing. But we will discuss my views on the Comey hearing. I will have another paranormal segment that will piggyback the Ask the Paranormal Patriot portion of the show, and then I will end the show with a strange event that has happened to me in this past week. Now, unfortunately, due to time constraints, there will not be a Brian Maddow Award winner. I do apologize, but honestly, there is just too much going on. I'm going to be hard-pressed to get this show in. So what we'll do is, after the break, we will get into the Comey circus and try to see which side came out ahead in all of this mess. So sit back, relax, and open your mind. This is Tom Balassis, and you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. We'll be right back. Alrighty, I want to continue to get the word out. PRISM, the Paranormal Research and Investigative Society of Michigan, has evolved. As I mentioned before, we are no longer doing investigations. We have become your liaison to the paranormal. If you have had any type of paranormal experience that you cannot account for, you have no idea what's going on, call PRISM. No matter where you are, we will come in contact with a local paranormal group that is trusted and well-respected. We will discuss the facts of your case with this local group and determine if this group is a good fit for your needs. All you need to do to contact PRISM is go to the Paranormal Research and Investigative Society on Facebook or email theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. Again, if you have had any type of paranormal experience that you cannot explain anywhere in this country, contact PRISM. They will direct you and they will get in contact with a local paranormal group that will help you out. That is the Paranormal Research and Investigative Society on Facebook and the Paranormal Patriot at Zoho.com. Alrighty, before we begin, I wanted to let you know that I forgot to mention that we are on location again in Owosso. So if you hear noises in the background, wind, people talking, it's all part of the ambiance. Take it in. It's another beautiful weekend here in Michigan. But what a fiasco. Thursday was a complete circus. While it was entertaining, I was sitting there watching it and couldn't help but wonder how many of our tax dollars were being spent reiterating what the listeners of this show have been hearing from me since July 5th of 2016. So I wanted to go and give a synopsis of what we actually learned on Sunday, because there was a lot that we learned, but it wasn't what was expected. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a post from a Facebook friend, Jan Weber. Now, Jan broke it down very simply. I was taking notes and had 4 pages of notes on what I wanted to talk about. Jan took the information and reduced it down to a total of about 10 items. If I were to go over my 4 pages, we would be here till next week. I don't have that time. I don't want you to sit here and listen to me ramble on. So, You may have seen them, but you may have not heard my point of view. So let's just get on with it. Now, the fact number one, and this is a very important fact because this is something that was never talked about in the media. But Trump, according to Comey, he was never under investigation. Now, Marco Rubio skillfully questioned Comey on this matter, and it culminated with the point that the investigation had so many leaks, the committee seemed to be getting information from media sources rather than the investigators. So it seemed that these anonymous sources that were leaking this information had no qualms about leaking some very questionable facts. However, the one fact that they knew to be true, that the FBI knew to be true, was that Donald Trump was never under investigation. That's contrary to what we were being told in the media. Why was that never leaked? Well, it was because there was a definite plan to make sure that that little tidbit of information was not leaked. If the fact that Donald Trump was not being investigated, nor was he never even considered to be under investigation, if that got out, the Democratic narrative would have been shot down right then and there. Donald Trump went to James Comey and asked James Comey three times, "Can you please go out into the public and tell the public that I am not under investigation for this?" Well, Comey declined. Why? Well, because he didn't think it was relevant. Why didn't he think it was relevant? We'll talk about that later. Something that was a surprise to a lot of people, but if you're a listener of this show, it shouldn't be a surprise. CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, according to James Comey, were knowingly producing fake news. They knowingly produced it to further their non-existent claims. The news organizations had to retract their stories from the anonymous sources. Now, where have you heard about anonymous sources recently? A couple shows back, I kept telling you, the day when you had to have three verifiable sources to post a story, to print a story, whatever you needed to do back then, those days are gone. Now, you can just have one anonymous source, and a lot of times there's people that are now starting to come around saying, is there even an anonymous source, or is it this journalist completely making up a story? I kept telling everyone, don't believe what you're hearing. I still got people saying, hey, obviously something's true. They keep reporting it. Well, it came to fruition. It was enlightened. James Comey enlightened everybody that CNN, The Washington Post, and New York Times, they knowingly and under many times produced fake news to divert the attention from the actual investigation. Now, if this doesn't prove to the country that the mainstream media cannot be trusted to report the facts, I don't know what will. But yet people will still watch these programs and they will believe everything these anchors tell them. That is a complete definition of being brainwashed. You have the facts sitting straight in front of you, smacking you in the face. The facts are telling you that you cannot believe the mainstream media. But yet people still listen to the mainstream media and they still believe what they tell them because they are the news. That is people being brainwashed. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. But the good news on that whole thing is there are quite a few people out there that are starting to realize that you can't trust the media. The media has their own agenda. They will do anything to get rid of a Trump presidency, and that includes completely fabricating and lying about stories. So next, we learned that Russia did not affect the outcome of the election. Myself and many other reputable sources of news have been preaching this fact from day one. Contrary to the mainstream media's constant barrage of unnamed sources stating otherwise, we continue to inform our listeners that these were lies and fabrications. We were called conspiracy theorists. We were called nut jobs. But nobody out there now is calling us to apologize. Nobody's calling us and telling us, wow, you guys were correct. I'm still waiting. I think I'm going to be waiting for a while. But on top of that, we learned that Trump did not collude with Russia. Now, this goes hand in hand with the last point. Straight from Comey's mouth, no evidence of collusion has ever, and I emphasize ever, been found. Now, have you noticed that the left has dropped the collusion rhetoric and gone to an obstruction of justice rhetoric? It's because they know there is no collusion. It's kind of like the global warming thing. First it was global cooling, then it was global warming. They couldn't get it right, so we'll just give it the all-encompassing climate change. Well, now they went to Donald Trump was directly involved with Russia. Then they went to Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. None of it fits, so now we're just going to put it into the all-encompassing obstruction of justice. How'd that work out? Again, more on that shortly. But let's move to Hillary. Now, those on the left are going crazy, wondering why the Clinton email matter was even brought up. Well, it's simple. The Republicans were trying to present, and I will use James Comey's term, a fact pattern showing Mr. Comey's political bias. In my opinion, this was the most damning testimony to the left on that day. We found out that Loretta Lynch not only pressured, not only directed, but demanded that James Comey use the term matter instead of investigation when referring to the Clinton email investigation. Now, of course, in this instance, James Comey complied with Loretta Lynch's demands. Now, there also was an ample amount of evidence that was accumulated to prove that Clinton was guilty of crimes against the state. But under direct orders, Comey chose not to pursue them. Comey stated that it was the Clinton-Lynch meeting on the tarmac that prompted him to have his July 5th disposition of evidence on national TV. Now, one question I have is, if you did not think she was guilty, why would this meeting on a tarmac persuade you to take action? When you put everything together, you find that, without a doubt, Trump has not obstructed justice. In fact, there's a better case of obstruction of justice laid out against Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and the Obama administration than there is against Trump and his administration. So when will the investigation into Loretta Lynch obstruction of justice case begin? Well, my bet is never. Lastly, we learned that James Comey himself leaked his memoir via a friend to the media. This man, who was the top cop in the country, injected himself politically into the investigation. Comey, who was in a top position in this government, has now become the disgruntled ex-employee hell-bent on destroying his ex-boss. Now, I don't think he broke the law by leaking the memoir, but it does prove that he was incapable of performing his job duties in a nonpartisan, non-political capacity. Well, it turns out he was easily manipulated and prone to distort the truth for his own political gain. Now, this is not someone who should be in charge of the FBI. And in my opinion, Trump was right to fire him. Last but not least, this proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that charges of Trump collusion with Russia to steal the election are unfounded. Anyone who continues to assert that Trump was involved is foolish and also oblivious to the facts. What is Maxine Waters going to do now? But amazingly, the left is standing pat. Peter Baker of the New York Times published an article on June 8th stating that the cloud above Trump has darkened considerably. Now, I don't know what hearing Mr. Baker was watching, but it wasn't the one the rest of the country watched. In his article, he states that while Comey delivered in a calm, deliberate, and unemotional term, his testimony Thursday was almost certainly the most damning moment by a senior law enforcement official against a president in a generation. Again, I don't know what hearing this guy heard, but the majority of pundits, even Democrats, Chris Matthews, has said this ends it. This proves that Trump had nothing to do with the Russians. But these morons are going to continue to stand pat because they have nothing else to do. This was their whole agenda. We're going to put all our money, we're going all in on this Russia thing. I don't know if they were convinced that he did it, or they thought maybe they could manipulate the media and therefore manipulate public opinion, or they plan on giving up some, lack of a better term, trumped up charges against him. But it didn't work. A lot of people are coming back and saying, well, this whole Michael Flynn said, or Michael Flynn conversation with James Comey, that's damning. I don't get it. All he said is, hey, I hope this thing can be put to rest. Michael Flynn's a good guy. I don't see that's damning. Did he demand that he drop the investigation into Michael Flynn? It was asked to James Comey, and James Comey said absolutely not. No, that was never demanded to me. Michael Flynn is a good guy. I hope this all gets straightened out. It's essentially what he said. But they're going to go in there, and James Comey says, well, I felt I had to keep a memoir because I didn't trust him. He was full of lies, and I don't know his agenda. But when asked if he knew Donald Trump, he couldn't answer definitively. Well, I don't know him. I don't know his demeanor. I don't know who he is. But you, after one meeting, can go and assume he's full of lies and he can't be trusted. Again, more political propaganda. But it wasn't just Peter Baker of the New York Times. It was a continuation of every news source out there. You go to the store the next day and all the newspaper headlines, Comey, Trump is lying. Comey calls Trump a liar. Nothing about the fact that Trump was and never has been under investigation. Nothing about the Loretta Lynch demand to remove the term investigation from the investigation. That's all you heard about was Trump is a liar, according to Comey. Well, this is what they're going to stick to because, again, they have nothing else to go on. Nothing else they can ruin this guy's presidency for. America should now see the lies perpetuated in Washington. This is what drain the swamp is all about. Right now, very few people trust Washington, and rightfully so. There's no reason why we should trust Washington, especially after this hearing. This hearing, which was supposed to be the shot through the skull for Donald Trump. It was supposed to be a slam dunk. This is what's going to get Donald Trump impeached. Turned out to be nothing. Turned out to actually benefit Trump more than anybody else. And it damned the liberals. It showed the country that the liberals are even more nefarious than Donald Trump could ever think of being. So when you hear all the news saying that, well, Donald Trump's a liar, James Comey can't trust him. Maybe it's James Comey that can't be trusted. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with another paranormal event in Chicago, and then we're going to go into Ask the Paranormal Patriot, which will piggyback the Chicago encounter. And I'm excited about this because this is coming. This question came from somebody that I never in a million years thought would be interested in the paranormal. So we will be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Those of us that live in Michigan know that Michigan in the past and even today has a history of paranormal and otherworldly encounters. Michigan is known for its cryptid encounters. If you live in the southern Michigan area and you've had a cryptid encounter that you cannot explain, you need to contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. They can be contacted at sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. The Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group is a group of individuals devoted to the research and understanding of the Bigfoot enigma. Their goal is to find proof that Bigfoot exists, not only here in Michigan, but anywhere on this planet. So again, if you're in the Southern Michigan region and you've had a cryptid or any type of encounter you can't explain, contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group at sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. You never know. Your encounter may be the encounter that proves once and for all, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Bigfoot really does exist. Again, one more time, that's sm_bfrg@hotmail.com, the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. So Chicago is kind of by Southern Michigan. Now with that being said, if you have seen the Batman in Chicago, contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. I am sure they would love to hear from you. But now, this is coming from The Blaze Radio. The Blaze Radio, you know, Glenn Beck's radio program. This is coming from their website. It is from a reporter named Mike Apelka. This is now making the news. Something is going on in Chicago, and it's now making national news. According to Mike Apelka, the latest sighting was June 3rd at 10 p.m. A couple who wishes to remain anonymous reported seeing a 7 to 8 foot solid black humanoid with wide membrane wings that resembled those of a bat. They said the wingspan estimated to be 12 feet long and that the wings were covered in black. Now, Mike said the couple assured me that neither of them drink alcohol or take drugs, and both of them are professionals and business owners in the Chicago area. They described the head and body as being tapered with no visible limbs. Now, some people have said that they interpret it to be a large owl. Mike, however, has not heard of any owls with 12-foot wingspans. And according to Mike's opinions, it may be a pelican or wandering albatross. Now, that makes, I lost count, 15 sightings in possibly the last 2 months. Something is going on in Chicago. And as I say, it is now making national news. So maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. But every sighting we are getting resembles the same thing, 6 to 8. It usually 6 to 8 feet tall, completely black, large wings, unknown creature. This particular couple didn't tell us where they saw it. All we know, it was in the Chicago area. What is it? Again, I want my listeners to give me their thoughts. And with that being said, we're going to jump right from that into Ask the Paranormal Patriot. Because this week I'm kind of excited. I have a question. It's Andy from Texas. Every week he comes up with great questions. And I got to use them. But this one excited me beyond belief. Because knowing Andy like I do, I've never met him. I've talked to him a couple times on the phone and we converse a lot via email. But I don't strike him as being into the paranormal. I think Andy listens to this show more for a political slant than anything else. He did say to me before about when we had an interview, after the interview, he mentioned that he wasn't sure about this whole black-eyed kids things I talk about. So I kind of got a feeling that he's really not into the paranormal. So when he sent me this question, I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. Andy's coming over to the dark side, at least for 1 week. But it's a great question, and it begs me to answer it. So Andy's question is as follows. Assuming that the Batman in Chicago is real, do you think it's there because of all the violence, or
do you think that its presence is causing the violence? We're going to start backwards on this one. We all know for at least the last decade that Chicago has been one of the most dangerous cities, not only in this country, but on the planet. Violence is no stranger to Chicago. So I don't think its presence is causing violence, because the violence was already there before all of these Batman sightings started taking place about 2 months ago. It may be there because of the violence. Now, I call it a Batman. Some people call it the Mothman. Some people call it the Owlman. But the lore of the Mothman is that it's the harbinger of doom. When you see the Mothman, you know that some type of tragedy is going to happen. Is the Mothman in Chicago because tragedy is about to bestow that city? Now, tragedy happens every day there. There's no denying that. People get shot, people get killed every single day there. As I said, it's a war zone. But is there a much more lethal violence coming to that city? That's yet to be determined. Assuming the Mothman is real, which at this point, there's a lot of evidence stating that people are seeing something. Nobody is able to differentiate between one another. Every sighting that is gone over on this show and every sighting that I've read about describes the exact same thing. Exact same thing. There's no differentiating between what they're seeing and what's not, or what they interpret they're seeing. When you talk about UFOs, you could have five people see the same UFO and you're going to get five different variations of what that UFO looked like. With this Batman, you have 15 encounters, and all 15 encounters are describing the exact same entity. Something is there. A lot of people tell me, Tom, it's got to be somebody in a wingsuit. It's just got to be. The encounters don't match up. The encounters do not attribute it to being somebody in a wingsuit. The flying characteristics, seeing it on the ground and then seeing it jump up and take off and then fly, is not a characteristic of a wingsuit. A wingsuit is kind of like a flying squirrel. You've got to be up in the air and then jump, and then you can use that. So it doesn't match. Something is being seen in Chicago. So to answer your question, Andy, I don't think it's causing the violence, but there is a very good reason, or very good chance, that the reason it's there is because of the violence. Now, right before I started this segment, I've got a breaking news report. Ironic, right before I start a segment on the Batman, I get a breaking news update that Adam West, the original Batman on TV in the 60s, has died. Adam West, who I grew up watching as Batman, and then he migrated over to Family Guy, but I love this guy. He was not afraid to make fun of himself. And, you know, there's a generation that grew up watching Adam West as Batman that's shedding a little tear today. So Adam West, Godspeed. Rest in peace, my friend. So before we end the show, I want to get your opinion on something. I'm not going to say I had a paranormal encounter this past week, but something odd happened. So I want to set the scene here. I have to set the scene on how my house and my backyard are laid out so you get a general idea in your head. I live in a ranch house. My bedroom is on the far end of the house. We have three bedrooms on one end. You go into a sitting room. We have it now, and then it breaks off into a dining room, then the kitchen, then at the far end of the house, we have our living room. Well, that living room, there's a sliding door that opens up into a patio. That patio, you walk down two steps, you're on a larger patio, You walk down another step, you're on the patio for the pool. I have a built-in pool. We had the pool opened 2 weeks, so this was a week after the pool was opened. The filter was running at night. And I am sleeping, and I assumed it was a dream, but I heard something splashing in the pool. I assumed I was dreaming that there was something splashing in the pool, because I always think about, gosh, if the cats fall in, they're going to tear the hell out of the liner. So I'm attributing that to me thinking that. And then the filter, which was running, we have it running at night, starts making this horrific buzzing noise that I can feel. Nobody else woke up in the house, but I can literally hear it, and I can feel it. It's that prominent of a buzzing noise. So I get up and I walk through the house, and it is loud. I turn the light on for the porch or the patio back there. And I'm about ready to unlock the glass sliding door and step out when I look and I stop. On the top step, right before you walk into the house, there is a huge puddle of water. And the water flows down the one step to the main patio and goes out about another 6 feet. It looked, for all intents and purposes, like something was standing in front of that door. I say to myself, okay, I'm looking for footprints walking up to the door. There's no footprints walking up to the door. There's no footprints walking away from the door. Then I start thinking, okay, maybe when I dreamed this, I really wasn't dreaming. Maybe something did fall in the pool. But again, the water wasn't beginning to dry. The water was there. And it was a lot of water, and it looked like it had just been there. I mean, honestly, as I'm watching the water expand on the patio, it is expanding. So it's still flowing from whatever was standing, what I attributed, something standing on the front step. So I stop, and I let, the way my stupid lights work is you turn them on, and they're dim. And as they're on more, they brighten up. I hate these lights, but that's how they are. So I wait for these lights to get really bright, and I start looking around. I don't see anything. So I unlock the door. And keep in mind, the whole time, this filter is going nuts. It is loud. And all I can think of is, oh my God, I'm waking my neighbors up. So I know I have to go turn it off. And I look around, and there's nothing. And I step down, and I feel the water. I don't know why I did, but I felt the water, and it felt like normal water. And I walk to the end on the actual patio floor of where the water has stopped expanding. I'm looking for something that would show that there's footprints, that something was in the water and came out of the water, and there's nothing. So I walk over and I just flip the switch on the filter and quiet. And as I'm walking in to the house, I put my foot, and this is almost perfect timing, I put my foot in the house and step up. I hear something in the pool. I turn around and I look. The light's still on at this time, and it shines pretty bright on the pool. And there's nothing in the pool. But there's a ripple. Now, the ripple in the pool, I can't attribute to the filter turning off. The ripple in the pool looks as if there was something in the pool, almost struggling. So against my better judgment, I turned around and walked towards the pool. And there's nothing there. I turn around and walk back up to the top stair to go into the house, and it's wet again. It was always wet, but this is fresh water. At that point, I'm just like, all right, it's 3:15 in the morning. I am beyond tired. This is a hallucination or something. I turn off the light. I make sure the door is locked, and I shut the curtain. walk through the house, make sure all the doors and windows are locked, lay in bed, and of course I can't fall asleep right away, and I'm listening, and I don't hear anything else. So I get up at, when I normally get up about 5:30 in the morning, sun's just starting to come up, and I look outside, and the patio is dry as can be. I don't think I was sleeping, because I remember going out there and turning off the pump. Normally, when I get up at 5:30, I turn off the pump. When I got up that particular morning, the pump was off. Something was causing it. To me, it looked like something or someone was standing on that top step and was soaking wet. And the water was dripping off them. It was going down one stair, going down another step, and then going onto the main floor of the patio and just expanding backwards. And as I say, when I first saw this water, I could see the water expanding or moving out farther onto the floor of the patio. Then when I went back to the pool, there was new fresh water. It was amazing, I guess, but it was kind of unnerving because I don't know what it was. To this day, I don't know what it was. I can't make heads or tails of it because I haven't ever experienced anything like that before, anything like that after. Years ago, I ran into some shadow people in this house. So I did some research on this house. Nobody died in this house. The only thing I could find is the area where my house was built. And I'm not talking right where my house is, but the general neighborhood at one point was in, up for speculation, an Indian burial ground. I know one of our friends that is a neighbor, used to be a neighbor, now they moved down a little bit farther, but we're still in contact with them. They've had many experiences in their house that they cannot explain. I don't know. All I know is that is what I experienced that night was pretty intense when I think back on it. Let me know if you've had any type of experience like that. I would love to hear from you on it. It was, again, intense. That's all I can say. So, alrighty, everybody. That's today's show. I told you it was going to be quick, concise, and boom. It's about half of what it is, which actually not a bad thing. I hope you enjoyed my views on Comey. Let me know what you think about Comey. What do you think about the Chicago Batman? Is it real? Is it something that can be identified? Is it misidentification? Is it an unknown entity? Andy from Texas, again, thank you for your question. I should really call this segment Andy Asked a Paranormal Patriot. Because as he gives me these questions, they're phenomenal questions. I have to use them. So, I'm going to. So, as long as Andy's still giving them to me, I'm just going to call that segment Andy from Texas Asks the Paranormal Patriot. Everybody seems to love Andy anyway, so why not? And lastly, we had a question from a listener last week by the name of George. A lot of my people responded. George, if you're listening, you have a lot of people concerned. A lot of people think that you need to get help, which I kind of concur on that one. But a lot of people were praying for you. Not just that you would get that what you think is a demonic entity away from you, but just to clear your head, to realize that, and again, I love it when people agree with me, but to realize that you are probably most definitely the cause of 99.9% of your problems. So, George, anything you need from me, let me know. And that goes for any of my listeners. If you need anything, let me know. I'll do what I can to help. But that'll be the show today. Thank you for listening. Next week, you know, this is a good time. I'm going up on 40 minutes. I'd like to keep the shows at this length, and I'm going to try my best to do so. So thank you for listening. We will be back with you next week. Please remember to share the show, mention the show, retweet the show, whatever you can to help promote the Paranormal Patriot. One last time, thank you for listening. We will talk to you next week. This is Tom Velasquez, the Paranormal Patriot, signing off.